the States, what schooling they had. They lived out in the county, and if most schooling they got was through private tutors, and, you know, different people from the family and all like that. One would, one family or one lady in one area, where she'd have a little education and she would help out the children and all that. Was about the only education they got. Of course, they weren't illiterate, you know, but formal education was very limited.
What was your grandfather's occupation?
My grandfather, he was a farmer and carpenter. He did some building.
When did the family come in? When was that?
You say, when did they come in?
Yes.
From the Young family?
Yes.
Well, this is from a little note, history given to me by my grandfather, William Young, of his great-grandparents. This was now, William Young wasn't my, he was, this is to a cousin of mine, and he was my great-uncle. He says, my great-grandfather was an Englishman, William, who came over to America from London with Oglethorpe. He had three sons, one daughter, William, Thomas, Mary, and Moses. Moses was my grandfather. Well, of course, that would have been my great-great-grandfather. And then he gives another little sketch and so forth. But they came here. He was this man speaking was born in 43, so he would have had a knowledge of pretty well back. They came here at some time with Oglethorpe, of course. They're not recorded in the first group that came, you know, on the records that were here, but they came in here about that time. Because he says, my grandfather on my mother's side, John Wallace, was a Frenchman, a naval officer. He came over here during the Revolutionary War about 1770 or 1771, commanded a French frigate carrying from 28 to 50 guns, now called a gunboat. Joined the revolution and fought with the immigrants against the British. In 1778, he went back to Paris and married the widow, Mrs. James, who was a widow of a French naval officer, James, who drew a pension up to her death in this country. John came back to America after marrying the widow in 1778, became an American citizen and located in Magnet County. He had two sons and two daughters born in this county, John, William, Martha, Caroline, Cecilia, and Thomas. John Wallace died sometime about 1820 or 1825, and then it just gives a little bit more about the family. But anyway, this is pretty well right about them coming back here at that time. It doesn't pay any grocery bills, and it doesn't make anybody think any more of you, but it should give you a little bit more love for your community or yourself.
Could you tell me your wife's age?
My wife is 67, sir.
And her religion?
She's a Protestant. She's an Episcopalian.
And her education was master's?
She has a master's degree, yes. So she has a master's degree and a PhD degree.
Okay. You said that the girl had wanted to hear the Geechee. Do you consider yourself to speak Geechee?
Well, not exactly that, no, but I do have a little different, I don't know what it is, no. I don't talk like the folks in Savannah, because I know the Savannah people, the way they speak at times just grates on my ears. I don't know what it is, but I talk bad enough, and I remember when I was off at Tech, these Savannah boys talk, and they just worried me the way they talked. They really did. But now, we were up in Montreal a couple of weeks ago, and we were going up on the elevator one night, and it was my wife and me, and there was another couple from Miami, and we had been talking, I don't know, but anyway, there was another couple on the elevator, and the couple from Miami got off, and then we started to get off on the next floor. We were on the 14th floor, I think.